From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The United Nations Climate Conference in Durban, South Africa, continues with talks on a number of topics today, including whether the European Union and other signatories to the expiring Kyoto Protocol on climate change will sign up for a second round of greenhouse gas emissions reductions. The U.S. abandoned the Kyoto Protocols during the Bush presidency, in large part over concerns that the agreement did not require other major polluters, such as China, to reduce its emissions. Today, the United States representative at the talks was briefly preempted by an American college student who yelled out that the U.S. is not doing enough to confront climate change. Joining us with more from Durban is NPR's Richard Harrison. Richard, does that outburst in any way typify feelings at the conference toward the U.S.?
Well, Paul, the U.S. is often put under extraordinary pressure at these climate talks. There's a long history of that. That's because the U.S. has the most leverage to make change, and it usually moves quite slowly and deliberately. So this year, like many others, there's been pressure on the U.S. to do more from all around the world. In fact, the protester who, with that outburst, actually got a nice round of applause from the gathered delegates. So, and I should add, with more decorum, the U.S. environmental groups have also sent like a letter to Secretary of State Clinton last week urging the State Department to be more flexible in the talks. It's not just random people.
How did the U.S. representative react to the outburst?
Well, Special Envoy Todd Stern shrugged it off during the session, and then he held a quick press conference. His main point is that the U.S. is still working hard to work out all of the critical details of what's actually quite an ambitious but largely voluntary plan that was negotiated just 2 years ago in Copenhagen. Stern said the U.S. is open to considering more aggressive action in the next few years, but not here and now.
Richard Harris, NPR's Richard Harris at the Durban Climate Conference. Thanks very much for joining us.
Sure, Paul.
Attorney General Eric Holder heads to Capitol Hill today, where he'll face a grilling from House Republicans over a botched gun trafficking operation. The program, known as Fast and Furious, has already led to a shakeup at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, where agents lost track of hundreds of weapons. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports many of those guns turned up at crime scenes along the southwest border.
Republicans in Congress started investigating failures in the gun trafficking operation 11 months ago, after they learned weapons tied to Fast and Furious were found near the body of a dead U.S. Border Patrol agent. The U.S. attorney in Arizona resigned, and the head of the ATF was moved into a new job. Now lawmakers are targeting higher-ups in the Justice Department ranks. They say they've got questions for the attorney general about how his department came to send inaccurate statements to Congress and whether the Justice Department was trying to shield itself from embarrassment. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
John Corzine is the first former senator in more than 100 years to appear before Congress under subpoena. He's to testify on the failure of his financial company today. This is NPR News. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is accusing the West of encouraging the opposition in his country. Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow that more protests are planned.
Putin says Secretary of State Hillary Clinton gave a signal to his opponents, supporting them and encouraging them to protest. Putin went on to say that anti-Kremlin activists heard the signal and, with the support of the U.S. State Department, began their active work. Earlier in the week, while Clinton was in Lithuania, she remarked that she believed Russia's parliamentary elections were neither free nor fair. Putin also warned that people working for foreign governments who tried to influence Russian politics would be held accountable. This after oppositionists staged 3 days of protests over ruling party United Russia's win in Sunday's parliamentary elections. They're alleging ballot stuffing and vote rigging. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Dozens of people have been arrested in Washington during a protest by the Occupy movement. NPR's Jim Hawk reports the latest incident occurred in the heart of downtown.
Hundreds of protesters from Occupy, D.C., and other groups targeted K Street Northwest, the home of the country's lobbying industry. Protester Joanne Hare says the Occupy movement involves a wide range of people.
I think the world should know, or at least our congresspeople should know, that this isn't just the young people. This is everybody. This is America here.
D.C. police said 62 people were arrested when they formed human chains in a busy intersection. Another dozen protesters were arrested Wednesday night when they wouldn't leave the steps of the Supreme Court. Jim Hawk, NPR News, Washington.
Publishing company McGraw-Hill, which owns Standard & Poor's corporate credit rating firm, says it is cutting 550 jobs at its education unit. This is NPR News.